morning, Audio Boo. This is my Audio Mo day 4. It is
today,
4.
The 4th, yes.
And it's now, what time is it?
3:47.
It's nearly 10 to 4, like a mongoose. I've been awake for a while because I couldn't sleep, and I'm going to be absolutely shattered today. Because I'm.
So, well, you've got nothing to do with it?
Well, I've got to take Pocky out at some point, so I should probably go out and sleep. And I've got to go. We've got to make shepherd's pie for Chloe tonight because we're going to my daughter's.
Sound like you're going to have a sleep outside. I've got to go out and sleep.
No, I'm not going to go out and sleep. I can't do that. That's one thing I can't do, isn't it?
Yes.
The only place I can sleep is my lovely bed. Well, it's not lovely at the moment. I don't like it. But that's another story. Anyway, I thought I'd use this audio mode to introduce myself, and I might even introduce Tony if he's lucky.
If you're lucky.
Anyway, my name is Shelley. My real name is Michelle, which I hate. So anyone that calls me Michelle, I have to slap them down big time, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I really hate it. So people call me Shell, Shells, that sort of thing. That's that. I live in Croydon in Surrey. I have three daughters. No, I'm in my late 40s. I'll be 48 this year, so I'm getting old. I have three daughters. I have Hannah, who is 17 just. She was 17 in May. I have Amanda, who's 22 in July. And Chloe, who will be 24 in November. I have a guide dog called Pocket. We call her Pocky Dog. She's a black cross Labrador retriever who's not happy with us because we've come down to disturb her sleep. So she's not my friend, are you, Pocky Dog? Are you my friend? No. She's even come for a stroke. So
she put her head up.
Oh, there you go. Oh, she's coming. Yeah, she's giving me her nose. Hello, Pocky Dog. We have five cats. Oh, Pocky, your ears are cold. There you go. Go back, snuggle in your blankie. Yeah, we have five cats. By the way, Pocky's 8. She'll be 9 next March. She works brilliantly, doesn't she, Pocky?
She does.
She's a brilliant guide dog. I can't fault her in any way. Very spoiled, as in cuddles and that sort of stuff. But not spoiled, as in... Yeah, it doesn't distract her from her work, does it, the way she is? She's well loved by everyone. Everyone loves her. We also have five cats. Hang on, Tony, can tell about the cats. Can you just blow my nose?
Yes, we've got Jesse and Smudge.
You called him Gay, though, didn't you?
Yes, he's been nicknamed Gay because the thing is that you've got... We had one male cat, two female cats and a female dog. So we used to call him Gay because we're sure he used to take on their tendencies. So we've got Jesse and Smudge, who are brother and sister. We then got Millie, who we call Senile because she's so dozy, it's unreal. You know, you can just pick her up with a hand, she just sort of lies there. And and so we got her, and then we've got Tom, who's a long-haired cat, and every now and then he has to have his hair shaved off because he gets matted, and he doesn't like us brushing him, so
you do.
At the moment, he's been very, very good. He had it shaved off in, November?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I think he sort of learnt his lesson because it wasn't the worst winter we've ever had, but he was a bit cold, I think. So he thought, well, okay, I'll keep my hair...
It's pretty good groomed. When it comes to me, doesn't he, when he wants to be...
Yeah, and then we've got Tilly, who the other day, just before we were going to go out, I saw her sitting in the corner, and I thought to myself, what has she ripped up? Because there were a couple of what I thought were bits of foam or whatever, walked over, and saw feathers, And then I saw what she had, and it was a dead pigeon, and it was a big dead pigeon. So I had to chase her out with this pigeon, which she had one end in her mouth and the other end dragging on the floor. So I chased her out, and she got out into the garden. And then Hannah came downstairs, and she said, oh, why don't you take it off her? Why don't you take it off her? So I said, do you want to take it off of her? And not that she would bite or anything, she'd just pick it up and she'd just run. So I thought, there's no point. Let her lose interest in it and then I'll get it. So I had to wait until the following morning to get this pigeon back and dispose of it. But I had to hoover up all the feathers that were in the corner of the living room, which is where she had brought this pigeon to. But I'll hand you back to Shelley now and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm back. Right, sorry about this, but it's probably a bit boring for everyone. As I was saying, Tony's got three stepdaughters, I've got three daughters. Chloe works for a company called Securitas up in London. She's just moved into a new flat, hasn't she?
Yes, and she likes it very much.
She likes it, so we're going there tonight. So we're going to take her dinner. We're going to make her a shepherd's pie and take it with us. Amanda is training to be a manager for Sainsbury's. She's enjoying it. She's usually stays here, but she's not here tonight because she's getting a new bed on Friday. So we've just put her old bed out for the people to collect today. And Hannah's at college and also works for a company for Ernest Jones in Croydon. So, yeah. So they're all working, well, be it part-time, and they're all doing really well. Hannah's doing a childcare course at the moment. She's not sure what she wants to do, but she's enjoying the course. So there you go. That's my little menagerie and my animals and my kids and our house. We've been married for nearly 3 years. We don't have any kids. Well, you do, don't you? You have my kids, don't you? So that's enough. No way where I want any more. Thank you very much. I will wait for my grandchildren. So, I enjoy listening to music, reading sometimes if I can get into it. I like baking, don't I, sometimes? Cooking?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, I'm not delegating, that's the word. We used to go to Starbucks quite a bit for the company, but we tend to make coffee at home because it's cheaper and our machine's, if not better than Starbucks, isn't it really?
Yeah, I think so.
We like it. So, yeah, so there you go. That's my rambling. So I shall put this bill up. Sorry if it was boring, but I just didn't want to forget and not do an audio mo today. Hopefully I'll try and make it better tomorrow. As I say, it's quite early in the morning.
You're rambling.
I am. I'm going away. I'm going to finish my tea and go back to bed. So, yeah, if anyone wants to follow me, please do. I need incentive to keep going. Take care, everyone. Speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.